This is Dakota Datebook for July 6th. As Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his 1,000-man expedition meandered south and west to the Black Hills in the summer of 1874, there were more than soldiers making the trip. A black woman called Aunt Sally was along as a cook. 60 or 70 Arikaras and Santee Sioux were scouts. 5 journalists tagged along, an engineering detachment, and a party of scientists, including a geologist, paleontologist, and botanist. There were 2 prospectors, and also on the trail was William H. Illingworth, the expedition photographer. Captain William Ludlow hired Illingworth for $30 a month to photograph the 7th Cavalry and scenery. Illingworth had prior experience with military photography. He was a 30-year-old studio photographer from St. Paul, Minnesota, who had also been along for Captain James L. Fisk's 4th expedition to Montana Territory in 1866. On this date in 1874, Illingworth took his first images of the Black Hills expedition. The wagon train was just a few days out from Fort Abraham Lincoln near present-day Hyle, North Dakota. His first 2 photographs were views of a Cannonball River vista. A St. Paul Pioneer reporter described his pictures as showing the handsomely rounded and grassy hills, the perpendicular cliffs, the shining river fringed with box elder, and the cattle herd quietly resting in the green meadow. Illingworth produced about 70 photographs from the 2-month expedition. Many of these became stereographs, rectangular cards with 2 prints that created a 3-dimensional image when viewed through a handheld stereoscope viewer. His expedition photographs became quite popular, and today are valuable documentation of that historic expedition. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, 2 men followed Illingworth's footsteps to recreate his images 125 years later. Their work is now available in companion books, Exploring with Custer and Crossing the Plains with Custer. Despite his successful career in photography, Illingworth became destitute and took his own life in 1893. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.